Brown says he thinks there are enough concerned Republicans that if they voted publicly as they talk privately, there would not be support for this type of travel ban. He says one driver is business-related. Because the executive order demonstrates how abruptly travel can be restricted, domestic companies with overseas interests may move offshore to avoid potential business disruptions.
We will lose jobs. We will lose companies because of this decision. It's a bad business decision. Corporations like Procter & Gamble have been very critical of the decision. I think you'll see more companies doing that.
Brown, who has been a vocal opponent of the executive order, says he doesn't believe it was well thought out. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.